Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. Adam is starting the podcast, and Cameron can suck it. You know, he's like, and you know what, and Mr. Podcast. But you know what? I don't care anymore. You said you're going to let me do it. You're going to say you're gonna let me do it. You're not going to restart it. Come on, kid. But yeah, welcome to the podcast. Getting a little defensive already, but episode 9 featuring our favorite guest, Nathan.
Yes.
What's good, Nathan?
Nothing much, you know, just same old.
I said, what's good? You doing good, man?
I'm okay.
What's new? Now you can say nothing much.
Nothing much.
All right, guys. But yeah, today we got some fun in storage for you. No shot color this time.
No Bean Boozled either.
No Bean Boozled.
No.
Cameron, we said no.
No.
I don't know where they went.
That's good. Okay.
Probably threw them out by accident.
Or his dad threw it out on purpose. Or accident. Cameron, you know you were an accident.
I did, yeah.
Okay, making sure.
Yep.
Not a happy one either.
Nope.
Kind of like, what's an unhappy accident?
Are you trying to look for this?
Nope.
Oh.
He's looking at a flash drive, whatever. But like, you know, like that moment, like when you stub your toe, it's an accident. You're like, oh, why did that have to happen to me? Now I'm going to live with that pain. You just kind of feel stupid. That's how you were, Cameron. I'm sorry. Love you, Cameron. Sometimes you gotta be real.
Sorry about this, guys. This won't happen again.
See, Nathan.
I will be taking over the intro from now on. That was way too lame.
Nathan.
Welcome, everybody.
Nathan.
Episode 9.
Nathan was a happy accident.
Featuring our buddy Nathan.
He's like when you're like.
Actually, that was planned.
Yeah, well, no.
That's what they would tell you.
My sister was the accident.
That's what they told you. That's what they'll tell you.
Oh.
You were an accident.
Because your sister was first, huh?
You know when you fall?
Makes sense.
You know when you fall on the ground and like you hit your head and you like open your eyes and there's like money like underneath like a couch?
Like or that. Or like when you're working at a job and then this really like breathtaking girl comes in and then you're like,
yeah, that's how you were. That's how you were.
What happened to me today?
You see me?
Attractive.
I was the opposite. I was like when you I'm like when you buy a membership for something like a gym. So my parents planned for
and then
it.
And you never use
it. And they just never. They just like, that's too late to cancel because I put too much money into it. So they still, like, pay for it, but they never actually want
to. They go to the gym, like,
and they regret
once a year.
They regret it. So every once in a while, they're like, we have a gym membership. I'm trying to act all healthy-like, but really, no. It's just a mistake, but, like, did on purpose. Just didn't really want it.
Yeah. All right, well, now that the sadness is all out of the way.
Yeah, that was weird.
What's the plan for the podcast?
This is kind of a random podcast. We were actually planning on doing one, and then we weren't planning on doing one.
What if we just called it a... Rando podcast.
Oh, today is the 10th, by the way.
A rodcast.
It's 8:30 p.m.
Take 29. Actually, get it right. You sick
healthy life, really? No.
Sorry.
No.
But.
Whoa, what is this? Wait, did you guys get a new speaker?
Nah.
Nope, but that's my mom's new bump box.
Oh, I guess it's kind of new, but it was like a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Foreshadow.
Okay,
stop. You know how much I want a bump box. I mean, I don't want a bump box, but if I got a bump box, like,
well, no,
you guys already know. We've already talked about this on the last podcast.
Yeah.
You know, like he's not gonna be mad if he doesn't get one. He might act like super sad if he doesn't get one. Like he might act that way. You know what I'm saying?
It's just acting.
It's just acting. Bro.
Yeah, I'm really good at acting.
But you know,
I used to be an actor.
As everyone knows, what are you doing, kid?
What movies were
you doing? Do you want me to touch your toes right now?
That's weird. Can we not talk about this right now?
You said you were used to be an actor, so what movies?
Not that. I was like a theatrical actor.
He was a background, a character. Like the one that you wish
was
there.
I actually wasn't.
Like,
I was one of the head. Way. We did like the is that the Goldilocks story with the three bears?
Yeah.
I was Papa Bear.
No, you played.
I did not play Goldilocks.
You played,
watch it.
No, stop.
Watch it.
You played the porridge, bro. The one that's too cold.
You know, that's a good one. I like that. But no, I was Papa Bear.
Nathan was the,
I was Papa
Nathan
Bear.
Was the perfect bed.
Yeah. Did you say it's bright in here? Did you say that?
I
swear to God,
he
just said that.
No one said that.
I did not.
I swear to God,
you
said that.
You can listen to this back, and I did not say that.
Yeah.
I swear to God, he said that.
He's going to listen to it back. No, he's going to forget.
Speaking of, why is it so bright in here?
He's trying. He's obviously want to explain, so he's trying
so
to be nice.
My dad got new bulbs, and
bulbs.
They
nice bulbs,
are
bro.
Very bright, and he doesn't really like how bright it is, so I think we're going to change it out.
Just
look
put
at that, dude.
Paper over it. Like,
well, I wonder what it would be like if the bulbs were switched.
Like, because
these ones are pointed towards us, and they're the darker ones, and those ones are pointed that way.
So like, wait, you know, like the I'm trying to think, like when you wrap up presents, you put that white paper in it. It's like super thin, like a tissue paper, as it was called.
Yeah.
Put that over it. Give it some color, you know. Put blue tissue paper over. It might give it a little blue tint to it.
We don't want blue.
No.
So I saw this thing.
Because the room's mostly red, so I feel like red. A red tint.
That's true.
Would be better than a blue one.
You are true. Like not all of them, just like the really bright ones. You know,
put the ones facing towards us.
How was work?
Oh yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met a really, really cute girl.
That's why you said.
Yeah.
I literally took my breath away for the first time. That's never happened. Whoa. I walked behind. Wow. So I was in the back doing preps. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked out.
Walked behind her? That's weird.
No. Walked out of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
And then I was like,
out of the wall.
She's like, wow.
I just stopped and I froze for a second. And I was like,
did you ask for her number? How old was she?
Oh, I don't know.
Our age or like?
She looked our age.
Should have asked for a number.
Or 16.
She's like, hey, so I work here. These pizzas are pretty good. If you want to give me your number, I can give you some advice on what pizzas to get. Smooth.
She just bought her pizza.
That's true. I mean, like, hey,
and
man.
And put my number in the box.
Dude, that Perfect. Is true.
That's I'm going to do that next time.
That really sounds like a sugar daddy thing, though. Like, here's a $100 tip and my number. Wink, wink.
Why would I give her a tip?
No, I was thinking it's like that.
Oh.
It's like
dude, bro, I still want the tips. She's like, oh, thanks for the pizza. Oh, my gosh, thank you. You're like, where's the tip? I just paid for your pizza, bro.
Dude, your hair is crazy today, Nathan.
Mine, yeah. I've been wearing a hat all day.
Tonight, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm wearing a hat, too.
Let me get that pig, boy.
Let me get that. Let me
get
that.
You're my streaks, bro. I can't believe it.
Big deal for Nathan.
I can't believe it.
You know...
What do we know? Tell me what we know.
Whoa, this is a new fish. I've never seen this one before.
He's been in there for a while now.
I think those are the fish you were trying to point out, but I couldn't find them last time.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Oh, wow, look at that. That's pretty cool.
He kind of looks like a horsefish that's like
a horse retarded. Fish.
What?
That's what...
What's a horsefish?
I have to whisper to Nathan. That's what Cameron's parents said when they first had him.
That's a bit...
They call me a horsefish?
That's kind of retarded.
I'm
joking.
Oh, I get it. Sorry.
I'm just kidding. Not a horse. Get rid of the S. But, you should stop.
Oh, sorry. My gosh. That's pretty loud.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that. I'm not going to lie to you.
Sorry.
But probably last will happen time again. We did it, we had, like, our first day of school, I think. Second day of school, something like that. That's me, the podcast. So, let's talk about how school's been going. With quarantine, also, just a new school year. We're all seniors. Got that senioritis. I'm just kidding. That comes later. Nathan.
Gotta send those.
How is Thunder Ridge schooling going?
It's okay. Have you guys had any hall checks yet?
Oh, no. This is hot chicks yet.
It's a hall check.
A hall check is when they bring the police dogs in and they search all the lockers.
Oh, really?
Have they already had that at Thunder?
No. Because Hillcrest is like a worse school than Thunder in that regard. Yeah. And so I was just wondering.
Last minute, they found like I do with a whole bunch of coke in this car.
Last year, they didn't do any at Thunder, and they didn't even have it.
They did like three at Hillcrest.
Yeah, they didn't have a thing for it. Yeah. And then this year, they introduced it. They're like, so this is the hall check, and this is what... They said if you're out in the halls, get into a classroom fast, because those dogs, they'll attack you if you walk out.
Well, sometimes they either bring the dogs in for training, and sometimes they do an actual check. Sometimes they'll put like something in the, or hide something in like an empty locker and see if the dogs will find it. Like
hide something in a kid's locker. What is this? He's like, I don't even know, dude.
Dude, I don't even know, dude. I keep that stuff in my car. Just kids, like, super stoned. Like, I don't know, dude.
Dude, I thought that was in my car. They're like, we were just joking. We planted that there, but now we're going to have to search your car.
I was joking, dude. Like,
it's just a prank, dude.
It's a prank, dude. And then they search his car. Like, oh, thank guys left it home. And the guy's like,
What did you say?
What did you let me get? You know what, Nathan? I've been noticing, and you notice it as well, and Cameron noticed it. You can do some pretty good voice impressions, and there's multiple stories of you doing some good voice impressions, like your Crocs impression. Hit him with the Crocs impression.
What was the other one you were just telling me about? I feel
Shaggy.
Like you just tell.
Shaggy.
Is that it?
Shaggy. It was, yeah.
It was.
Because I was building up to it, but do the Crocs one first.
I don't think I can.
Do it.
I don't think I can anymore.
I'm going to try to do it, and then you copy me and see if you can do it, okay? Hey. Nice Crocs.
Hey, nice Crocs.
See, you still got it, my man.
Oh my goodness.
Just needed a little, like, lesser human to do it first. It's not even going to be the human pinnacle of manliness as you. But nah,
that guy's so...
so
funny. Isn't he in Hoodwinked too? Or
Hoodwinked?
Hoodwinked?
Probably.
Doesn't he play something?
Would make sense.
I think he plays the wolf.
That would make sense.
It's like, hey, get back here, Red Riding Hood.
Where are you going?
I see you.
I see you.
Dude, okay. But me and Nathan were at Jack in the Box. And out of nowhere, I'm about to order. But Nathan knew I was getting because we were getting some fries. And so he goes into a Shaggy impression and just phones us ordering it. I'm laughing my booty off. And the guy who was doing it had like the most like announcer voice ever.
Yeah.
He's like, and what would you want, sir? And
then, did you want fries with that?
And you were like, yes, I would. Well, actually, that's not what you said. But we're like, yeah. He's like, sounds like a good idea. And then we're like, And then we get to the window and the guy walks up. He's like, hey, man. Was that you doing the Shaggy impression? And then we're like,
Yeah, it was him.
He's like, that was pretty good. Like, yeah, thanks, man. Thank you. Like, no voice, but I love his announcer voice. It was so funny, dude. But do your Shaggy impression.
I don't know if I can.
You got this. Oh, gee. I'm going to do it first because I'm terrible
that
at it.
It sounded like Rick and Morty real quick.
Oh, gee, Rick.
Oh, gee, Morty.
Or maybe I pretend to be Scooby-Doo. Ready? Rangy? Rangy?
I don't know if I can do it. Here, Cameron, you try.
What am I doing?
Shaggy.
Oh, jinx, Scoob.
Oh, jinx, Scoob.
You have to say.
Oh, jinx, Scoob.
I didn't think about it. I just kind of did it.
He says, like.
Joint.
He says, like a lot.
Like, gee, dude.
Like.
Like.
It's like. Like, let's get out of here, dude.
Yeah, there we go.
That's better.
Yo, but I'm surprised Cameron can't do it. He looks like Shaggy.
Hey, dude, step off. Jesus.
Do you know Shaggy's daughter, like, posted on Instagram, and she was like...
Oh, my God, that was so loud.
Oh, my gosh, let me guess. Cameron looks like the daughter, too.
No.
Stop. Actually, no, Cameron looks more like...
No, I take that as a compliment, actually.
Stop.
Cameron, you look like a hot chick.
Fresh off the grill.
That sounds like it's really pedophilia. I like my girls fresh off the grill. That sounds bad. Don't like that. You know, Cameron. You look like...
Sorry.
Sorry, you look like if Pete Davidson and Ellen DeGeneres had a baby. If Ellen DeGeneres was a strange, she hooked up with Pete Davidson, had a baby, it'd be you. And the baby that, like, always constantly had herpes.
What? What, bro?
I don't know. Like,
you lost me.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know
about?
How you walk? Like, you always have something, like, you just crapped yourself? Kind of like that.
I don't... What?
I'm just joking. I'm just trying to make you feel insecure about how you
walk. Yeah.
You walk just am. Hood. Just no, I mean, no. Good. Definitely not hood. Not hood at all.
Yeah.
Okay, but back to school. How's Hillcrest going, Cameron?
I was actually about to ask you, do we have, like, a homecoming schedule? Like, doesn't Thunder Ridge have a weird schedule tomorrow or something?
Oh, yes, so,
Isn't, like, every class, like, 30-40 minutes?
30-40 minutes, and then lunch is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And then it's an hour, and then the parade afterward, but they did it
lunch
wrong.
Lunch is an hour?
Yeah.
Do we have anything special?
Our lunch starts at 12:20.
We usually have lunch for 30 minutes and assembly for 30 minutes, but... Kids, you just skip the assembly.
So they just.
Do you want to skip the assembly?
We don't have one tomorrow. We don't have.
I know,
one.
But.
I'm not going to the parade. I'm just gonna dip during lunch.
Yeah. I was supposed to be in that Thunder parade, but I'm like, nah, I'm gonna go to school.
Oh, for ballroom.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
I'm going to the game because I have to go to the game for a performance halftime.
Oh, what's it called? I'll put my phone away for a second. I'm trying to do streaks, but.
Right.
Do you know the dirt road rent behind your house? Mm-hmm. So I went there during lunch. Because me and Matt went to Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I went there, and you want to know what I found?
What?
I found the body, an engine, and one wheel of a motorcycle.
Really?
And I just put it in the back of my car.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
What?
What?
I'll show you guys. No, well, it's dirty.
You should make sure there's no blood on it.
There's not.
It's like, bro, I found this, like really,
there was,
like,
there was
clean
no handles,
and done, dude.
No seat, no covers for anything, no back tires. So just a front tire, a body, and an engine. So I'm thinking of just selling it.
Or make that, the make that or into your senior project. Fixing it up.
That's a good idea.
And then
do
you
know
sell
how to do that?
Up.
Do you know anybody who can mentor you through that?
No.
You could find somebody, bro.
My uncle might, but he's more of a car guy than a...
Yeah, but that'd be a good senior project because you're going to keep the bike or sell it. Because you have to have a motorcycle license, but you could just sell it.
Well, motorcycle that's my license
plan.
Is easy.
That's my plan. Do you want to get a Grom with me?
A what?
A Grom.
What's that?
My boys.
Do you guys want to little get a, start a little Grom squad?
What's that?
It's a tiny little Honda bike, 125cc, and they're dope.
I think moped game.
Shut
all
up.
The way. Moped.
Shut your mouth.
Nathan,
I'll moped. Disrespect moped, me so. Like that.
They're pretty cheap, actually.
Don't. So are Groms.
Groms? Are those sound
brand, bad? Brand new. Out of the factory, they're $3,000.
Don't say that. Brand new. We could buy them like a Subaru.
No, like Subarus are
Subaru
lesbian cars.
Dude, I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would have bought it, but it's not quite there yet.
This is
but
why.
No. Don't watch your bass, hey boy. Or I'll say something back. That'll make you cry.
No, but I feel like for my senior project, I might do something with the hospital because my mom works there, and my sister works there.
I was probably going to do something with building something somewhere. I don't know yet. Building something.
You could just paint a house.
Paint a house. Boom. Paint my house, bro.
I thought about doing like
no, my
like
mom's
this.
Paying me to paint my house. So I'll just get paid for it.
Yeah, and you can't... Isn't it you can't get paid for this?
Mm-hmm. But people would be like, I'm going to go work at Chick-fil-A to see how it is. And get a job at Chick-fil-A for 20 hours and then quit. You know, it is what it is. Home scallop, bro.
Home scallop?
I could go see if, like, any, what's it called? Like, nursing homes need rooms painted. Because it's something that would be, like, a good service. And something that I could be good at.
Dude. Bro.
Bro.
So.
Dude, bro, so.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
So, one of my friends, I have a class with him. Known him for a long time.
Me?
He told me, this is about the Grom still. He told me there's this girl who bought a brand new 2020, but she doesn't want it anymore. She's selling it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure, I don't think she knows, like, their value to maybe me. But she's probably selling it for cheap. But, like, look at these little bikes, bro.
Ooh, that actually does look really nice.
Not as good as a moped. Just kidding. But those are actually pretty nice.
I know, I love these things. I still have a picture of an electric one. It's called the Grom Reaper.
Guess what my uncle bought?
What?
Well, ordered it, customized it.
Oh, you told me about this.
Nope, it's something you guys have not heard about.
Wait, what?
He ordered another car?
Yep.
It's another, another car?
Yep.
Didn't he order one
for
your aunt
too? No, it's going to be smaller. Yeah, it's a smaller car. I don't know what it is. It's a brand new, like it's being custom made for him. It's a bubble car.
What's that?
I'm not joking.
Wait,
do you know what that is?
Look up a bubble car and show me.
One sec.
Imagine like a slug bug did it with like
did it?
Moped. It's like a super small car. It's like a bubble. It's so sick, bro.
PP cocaine?
Look up new bubble car.
What are you looking at?
Bubble car? That's what it's called? Bubble car wash? Oh my god.
Let me see.
Wait, is it electric?
Let me see what it looks like.
It's electric, right?
I don't know. I think it probably is.
It probably is.
Oh my god.
Let me see what it is.
Dude, you're... Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Well, hold up there. Pictures are still loading. Oh my god. Wait. It's... Dude, what is this? What is that? What is this?
I don't know. My mom just said it's a new bubble car coming up.
Does she mean to say bubble?
Yeah,
she probably meant to type super and then it just
out of
well,
if it's brand new, all these are from the 80s. And it's either like Sussex or Heinkel. There's one called a. So a bubble car is one of the. Yeah, ask her if she knows anything.
Actually, I want to text my aunt for a better idea.
There's actually a lot of these old. There's ones called Peels, the P50s. They have three wheels, two in the front, one in the back.
She probably meant, like, instead of bubble. A BM or what?
No, it's like a bubble car because it's a little bit cheaper.
Is something like that? That looks newer.
That might be something like that.
Oh,
can you imagine my uncle just whipping around?
Dude, I am thinking about it. I can't stop since you said it. I don't know what I'm thinking here.
I don't know if that would work with him.
Dude,
why not? Dude, like full send, bro.
I do like his other car though. Ooh.
I just texted my aunt.
Did you know that car is the fastest four-doored car in the world?
What?
The car that we rode in.
The little street car, yeah.
It's the fastest street car that has four doors.
Yeah.
Really? A sedan?
What?
It's a sedan.
Sedan has four doors. What do you think I said?
I don't know what I thought you said, but I didn't think it was right.
Suntan? What?
I don't know what I thought. I literally don't know what I thought I said, but it just sounded dumb.
Thanks.
Thanks. I just probably super.
Don't laugh at our podcast name, you freak.
Sorry. Who laughed at our podcast?
Some dude texted me. He's like, "You guys have a podcast?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude. Lunchtime podcast." And he's like, sent a laughing emoji. Not funny. This is the most serious podcast in the world.
This is, dude. Like, we don't laugh. Watch.
No jokes, no laughing.
Watch. Cameron's not going to laugh. Cameron's not going to laugh.
I don't laugh. I have no emotion.
You don't?
Just anger, that's all.
Okay, well, I say I'm like, oh, Pete Davidson.
Anger and depression.
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 It's because you said that stupid name.
One else name I can say that'll make you mad. Real mad. You look like Crackhead Dick Kid and SpongeBob had a baby.
Who came up with that?
I came up with a Crackhead Kid. I think Sonata came up with the SpongeBob. We're Hannah. No, Sonata.
Oh, is it a BMW Isetta?
I don't know. I texted it.
I think it looks awesome.
Actually, wait, let me see that.
I think it looks kind of cool.
Looks like.
Fits two people.
It looks
somehow.
Like a bubble guppy. You ever see that show, Bubble Guppies?
I sure did.
That's what it looks like.
When I looked up the word bubble guppies were the first thing that came up. not even joking. I looked up bubble and it was like guppies.
Bubble.
Dude, what was the best cartoon?
Guppies.
Mom? Okay, so.
What was that?
I don't know, but it scared me.
My favorite cartoon of all time when I was growing up was on Cartoon Network, and it was Adventure Time.
Adventure
and
Time.
Regular Show. My mom loved both of them. She loved watching Regular Show.
I didn't really get Regular Show.
So good.
Until I was about maybe 12.
My favorite show when I was growing up was the OG Teen Titans. Not the new ones that
they
have.
Yes, I know you're talking about. Okay. I love that show.
Like the Teen Titans. Yes, not Teen Titans Go, but Teen Titans.
Teen Titans Go is still good, though. But the thing is, you can't look at it as Teen Titans. You're looking at it as like a comedy dumb little cartoon.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of like Rick and Morty. Yeah. I think it was way ahead of its time, cause like now all the, like
sometimes
the comedy cartoons are coming out in, like
Big
recently.
Boy,
yeah, for real. Same with Regular Show, dude. Regular Show was crazy, dude. Like trying to like slack off of work and end up like almost ending the world. My favorite episode is when
I also watched Futurama a lot.
Oh, that was good. I watched Scooby Doo. What's this Scooby-Doo? They're coming after you.
Never
we're gonna
into
solve
it.
That mystery. That's actually the newer one, but what's the old one go? It's a bunch of bats flying. I'm going. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?
We got some work to do now. Come on, Scooby-Doo. Something da.
Something dumping boo. Gonna make the monsters go,
you know,
ew.
I don't remember half this episode we've done.
You know, I don't care. Just kidding. So, okay, what was the kid show though? Like, a kid show you watched?
I don't.
Like some kids watched Barney. I watched Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I watched me some Mickey.
My brothers watched Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
What'd you watch?
Huh?
So did mine. What'd you watch?
Like cartoon? Like young?
Yeah.
I watched it with my sister. So like. What were those ones called? Teletubbies. The scary ones?
My parents
would
never.
Love
my parents would love me.
I love
they're
Teletubbies.
Scary.
My parents thought it was the dumbest show
now.
Ever.
You look at them now and they're scary, dude.
You're the dumbest show ever.
You want to actually make it scary?
This is the dumbest show ever.
I was going to say that.
It is. Like, I'll admit.
It's the most serious.
Most serious.
No, no,
jokes.
No. It's the dumbest show, but the most serious podcast.
Yes. The podcast part, perfection. Like, it's like. Like, dude, I think Adam Carolla took notes off of our podcast, let's be honest.
Yeah. Look at, he's staring at us right now. I bet there's a camera in that picture.
I bet. He's taking notes. And he can read the future. Nathan's like, hi, Adam.
Hi.
Dude, he copied my name, too.
That's so weird.
Even
so
though
crazy.
He was born way before
no,
you.
No,
because
he can read the future.
He can read the future. Why do you think his podcast is so good?
Yeah.
Because it's amazing in every way.
Because he copied ours.
Why do you think it's amazing in every way? Because he can read the future.
And copied ours. He knows what would work.
He knows what people will like in the future,
honest
so
question,
he posts it on his podcast.
Honest question. No. How many Me Too claims has Adam Carolla had?
How many have we had?
Zero, because we're perfection.
Well.
He's like,
oh,
well. Hey, I love you. Pig, man's like, hey, me too.
We shouldn't joke about those claims. Those are actually pretty serious.
Yeah. Don't joke.
Me too. You guys ever play Pokemon?
Go?
No, Pokemon. Like the original card game.
Cards? Yeah. I still have all my cards.
I still have some of my cards too.
I had Mewtwo. My friend had the first Mew and I had Mewtwo. And neither one of us would trade with the other person.
I have Mewtwo.
You have Mewtwo? Hey, I have Mewtwo too.
Also.
Mewtwo, Mewtwo.
Mewtwo, Mewtwo.
Shut up.
Nathan, I think I'm
serious
funny.
Show, serious?
Remember when we got those Pokemon cards and then we opened it up and you had a Ghastly on yours before and then I found a shiny Ghastly?
No, it wasn't Ghastly. It was a Haunter.
Oh, a Haunter.
It was a Haunter. And Shami ripped it off because it was bugging her.
It was a reverse holo Haunter.
Yeah.
And Adam was like, it's fate. And I was like, yeah. I also got a regular Haunter from there, too.
It was the first pack, too. It wasn't like we opened like 20 packs to find one. It was the first pack.
Well, we only got one, didn't we?
No, we came with 3 packs, remember?
Oh, yes.
It was the first one we opened. The first packs we got.
Come on, Scooby-Doo. We're going after you. We're gonna solve
the funniest cards. I have no idea why. Like, when I first was picking Pokemon cards, I had many to choose from, and I picked Haunter. And it just kind of became my thing. And everybody would be like, why is your Pokemon card in your why is your Pokemon card in your car? And I'm like, why not? And they'd be like, you right? Also, I'm gonna start tipping like with money, like not just Pokemon cards. When I go to fast food, I'm gonna tip them a Pokemon card. But like not bad ones, like good ones.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, he said that was really weird.
No, I meant like,
you said you were gonna, instead of tipping money. No.
You're like, I'm gonna start tipping with money, not Pokemon cards.
Yeah, that's what you said at first.
I was gonna say, I wanna start tipping with Pokemon cards, but I'm gonna still tip money. Cause I don't be like going to like Buffalo Wild Wings and like, instead of giving me a $5 tip, give him like a Pokemon card. I'm still gonna give him a tip and then give him a little Pokemon card. Let's be honest, bro. From after the cartoons came out, the worst Pokemon was Raichu, dude. I was so pumped up. Like, yo, Pikachu and Raichu are the best cards ever, obviously.
I remember one day I went over to my friend's house and we watched the whole first and second season of Pokemon Indigo League in one day.
I love Indigo League.
I won't watch any other one because I love that.
I watched
X,
Y, and Z. It was so good.
The most I ever watched a cartoon back to back to back because I had Hulu was either Futurama or regular show.
I actually watched all of The Simpsons not too long ago. And
all of
yeah.
them? Like 24 seasons?
It's 30.
30? That's
it was,
older than
it took
you,
me
bro.
A long time, yeah.
Because each season probably is like many hours worth of...
Yeah. I downloaded them and I would watch them in my outdoorsman class. You remember that? I would watch The Simpsons every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I think I watched Unis Honest.
Wait, did we have... Were you in some weird fishing class 8th grade?
No, the only class I was ever with you, Nathan. I was only in one class all of...
That was Woods, right?
Actually, I was in Mrs. Piper's class 7th grade, but I don't count that. No. We were in Woods, and then we were... I think it's all the classes we've ever had together.
Yeah.
That's so crazy to think about. I've had quite a bit of classes with Cameron. I'm sure we had classes in middle school. I just don't remember, honestly.
I feel like you
have... We have had quite a few classes.
I feel like you've had like outdoor economics. Did you have outdoor economics 8th grade?
I didn't take any of that stuff.
Yeah, me either.
During middle school, I never was like...
I took robotics.
That makes sense.
I took robotics was the closest thing I considered, but it was stupid because we'd...
I feel like...
Always
yeah, yeah
make,
I took robotics.
We'd Same. Always make Beyblades.
I think that's... I think that's the class we had together was robotics.
We had it together?
I had mine with AJ Murphy.
Because I did not have AJ in my class. I had you. I remember.
Oh, and I had Philip Edwards. And me and Philip would talk about how after high school we're gonna move down to Washington.
Philip Edwards, was that the kid that was in our outdoorsman class?
He's the big black kid.
Oh, just kidding.
Not big, he was tall.
Oh yeah, I know.
But he's big now.
Is he actually heavy now?
Not like
no,
fat,
he's
but
giant.
He's like
swole?
Yeah.
Hey, good for him. He was pretty skinny. I mean not saying it's bad being skinny, but like get the
No,
bulk,
but like because he did wrestling for a while.
Yeah.
And then he did like MMA. He still kind of does it, but not as much.
Did you go to Thunder?
No, he did last year. I don't know where he goes this year. Oh. Probably Lincoln. Or he graduated early.
Maybe. He was a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
So we'd also get, remember me, him, if you know who Ruben is, and this kid named Angel, who I think was only there for like 8th grade year.
Was he?
What?
Oh my god.
Oh no. Hey, can we talk about it on the podcast or after?
I'm going to save it for after.
Okay. Either way, so we would always hang out. And we'd always play, like, Deep Throat as loud as we could. and the Whisper song.
Ah, and then Yin Yang Twins. And then, I love Yin Yang Twins.
Okay, I'm gonna say it on the podcast. I don't think it's that bad. Feels eighth grade. But we'd always be all like, we'd always like make a joke, you know, like someone be like, it was like kind of a dare. They'd be all like, hey, you're now a chronic orgasmer, or whatever it's called. Like, you have a condition where you orgasm every 5 seconds, and you go 10 seconds. You go like 5, 4, 3, and if you say that, the person's the moan as loud as they could. They could just go, eh. It was so dumb, bro. It was awesome, dude.
Wait, did we not have PE together? I feel like we did.
Oh, no. I had weights and you had PE, 8th grade.
Oh, yeah. Wait, was weights in 8th grade? In 8th grade?
They have a weight room. Like I don't remember ever having a class.
No, you did it with, Anderson? I had a class. No, well, it was Anderson, but he, left. Like, he had some
injury. He got injured, yeah. Fell off a ladder.
Yeah, well, he already had some problems besides that, but that was, like, the final straw. So then, it was, I think Mr. Horton took over.
Yep.
We'd always combine with your class, but...
Yeah.
We always did our own thing, but sometimes we combined with your class. So it was, like, maybe once we would combine, but it wasn't, like, together. But then sometimes we'd go to the weight room. It wasn't very often. We'd just mostly go in there and get a...
Oh, I remember the weight room now.
Yeah, it's, like, bright yellow.
Yeah.
It's not really a weight room, because it's more of, like, couple machines and, like, a couple bigger now. Dumbbells. Oh, really?
Yeah. When I was painting there last year, or was it this year?
No, it was last year, I think.
Yeah, it must have been last year. There was a teacher that came in with his two daughters and went in there.
To work out?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of
maybe it was this year.
I doubt it was this year. I doubt they would be able to do that this year with COVID and stuff.
Yeah, I think it was last year.
But yeah, no, it was a pretty small room. It was okay, but we'd always walk in there and they'd have like... Because it wasn't like a weight room, right? They have treadmills in that and stuff. They have like some treadmills, some aerobic stuff, and a couple like machines. And then like.
Maybe they had like three.
No big weights, but they would have like dumbbells and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember going in there doing that stuff. I was so pumped up for it, but they ended up making it into more of a strength and conditioning class. So it was more just tons of working out.
Yeah, that's right.
And it pissed me
off. Strength and conditioning.
Because the PE class would be out playing games, and we'd go out and like work out. And so all pissed me off about having weights is because I have weights the same hours as other people that have PE. And they'd play a game every single day, like, play, like, some sort of game. And then I would always be, like, over here, like, working out, and I'm like...
We should take weights together. Do you want to take weights with me?
Sure.
Instead of...
You guys should come and take weights at Thunder. It's way better. It's a way better weight room.
I know.
Chris has a good
weight
room.
I painted it.
Yeah.
You know, in the weight room... I
puttied it.
Yeah, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you puttied it, and I painted it. That's right. You know the windows... Up and then there's like the wall.
Yeah.
Along it.
Like
yeah.
Above the mirrors.
You painted those.
Yeah, I painted
Which
those.
Which mirrors? The one that face outside or inside?
The one that like if you're looking at it, you can either look at out the window or look at the mirror.
So you know that hallway that's in
yeah,
that big brick camera. Hallway.
Yeah.
That big brick hallway. I painted that entire hallway, all
nice.
Of it, even down to like the
I,
the
I walk
main
out
hall.
Of that hallway every single day.
Oh,
yeah.
Cameron,
I painted that entire hallway by myself.
So
it took me 2
off.
Days.
I am so pissed off.
Why?
I went over to look at my beautiful bathroom I painted.
Half.
My beautiful bathroom, because, like, you walk in school,
Where?
It's like one of the
oh,
first things you see on the second floor. You see this big old blue bathroom
oh,
that I
Oh, the
painted.
One upstairs? Like, right upstairs?
Yeah, second story. Blue bathroom.
Does it look like
they
garbage?
They put a giant paper over half the wall.
Are you serious?
Did you see that giant paper?
No, I don't go to... I have one class on the second story.
Yo, I walk up, I see
you
this
can
giant
see it from the
paper,
bottom.
And
they're
probably,
using tape and stuff. I'm like, that's going to peel off the paint.
They'll probably get rid of it after homecoming.
You better, bro.
Is it for homecoming?
And yeah.
I don't know if it was a homecoming. It was like a Earth almost. I don't know. It wasn't like the ones that... it wasn't like the Sparrow Week paper. I don't know. I remember looking and thinking, they're covering my job. I spent forever on that. I got yelled at by that. I literally... like.
Oh, wait. Is it the one where... me, Matt, and Deegan walked up and you were painting that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That, yep.
Yeah,
when
that
I threw
one?
Tape at you guys? Yeah.
That's right.
I didn't even... I totally forgot there's a bathroom there. And I walked past it
Oh,
every
that's
day.
The only bathroom
no,
I
yeah.
use at
So
school.
You know the weight room when you look
Side
in?
Mat, ballroom.
There's like the windows from the hallway. And there's like that one strip of wall above all the windows. That's where I painted.
Nice.
You know the 300...
Wait, when you went in there, was there tape coming down that said like measurements? Because they have that now. And
I don't
that's
remember.
For like to see how high you can jump, to see if you can dunk.
Oh.
I can almost dunk. I can reach 9 foot and 4 inches.
Yeah, you know the room right next to it too with all the like treadmills
the,
and all
the
Yeah. I painted that one.
Class.
Yeah. I painted all that too.
Nice.
Yeah.
What time are we at?
We're at 34 minutes.
Jeez. We didn't like talk about anything on my schedule. We've just been kind of going for it.
I mean, he did say this was just gonna be a random podcast.
Yeah.
This
I
was
some stuff just in case.
I do want to go see that motorcycle though. You got it. Yeah. The little bike.
Yeah.
That works because I'm gonna leave here at like 9:25, 9:30 ish.
Okay.
And when I do that, I would just look at it, but you guys can look at it more closely, whatever. But yeah, I painted it up on the 300 hall. I painted a whole bunch of those classrooms. I think I showed you.
Yeah.
And I painted quite a bit of like when you go up to elevator, like where the elevator's at. A whole bunch of those, and you walk down those that vending machine and across the vending machine. I painted like every single story, parts of that.
In that little foyer area, mm-hmm. where the
me and Cameron painted one.
Yeah, we Olivia painted one.
We call it like the commons of that.
Yeah,
floor.
You know, also where the trophy case is.
Oh, and painted the remember, all the remember that? Too.
Yeah, there. Certain room. Next kid in our crew painted it in
next to the choir room. Or?
It's
that hall.
No,
or the
just
other hall?
Just down the hallway to get to the weight room. You know, there's like the two entrances, and they all like lead to the same thing.
Yeah.
And then you go down. There's
there
like the stairs
case
that go up.
There too?
There's a trophy. It's like right where the front doors are, right to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, I know.
Yeah, that
one.
Long
between
trophy
the,
case
between the regular
blue.
PE room and the varsity room.
Yeah.
Oh, he also painted the varsity room brick wall.
Yeah,
the
I painted
bathroom?
All of that brick wall.
The bathroom. The varsity bathroom.
No, like the varsity locker room. Like
oh.
The, out before you enter the locker room, there's that brick
oh,
hallway.
That hallway.
Yeah, he had
yeah.
to paint that.
A lot of painting dark. There. We weren't there for as long as I thought we were gonna be though.
It's because we had like 12 people.
Yeah, we had 12 people on our crew. Well,
it was
10 for a while.
It was a lot of small projects.
Yeah, it was very.
But I actually was looking at it, and that was one of the best schools.
I actually painted a ton of the rooms too. I went through and no, I puttied most of them. I went around and puttied every single room that had like.
When we
what
finally broke
putty?
Up in the
huh?
crews.
What do you mean by putty?
There's like holes in the walls, and I take
like
putty
holes.
And you yeah.
And plaster.
Screw holes
yeah.
and stuff. Yeah, you just plaster it, and then you sand it down, and they paint over it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to prime over it, but I don't think we did because it was just white anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it says you have to do a double coat. Well, on the third floor, my crew, because when we finally broke up, my crew was there. We had two people gone because we had two people that weren't even there yet. So it was just me and I think two other people. One of them was part time. She wasn't there very much. She was more of working on the railings and stuff. One person kind of helped him with it. And then the other one's a supervisor. So I basically
forgot
that
about the railings.
Whole entire third floor by myself. And.
Yeah,
Becca,
remember
Becca ended up doing a lot of the on like the small rooms. You had to just putty. I would putty it, and then she would come over and paint over it.
Yeah.
But all like the big projects on that floor, I did every single project on that floor.
Speaking of paint, how was the house today?
It was pretty good.
It was good. We finished that wall.
With the back one.
Yeah, it took us a lot longer than we thought it was. So we ended up having to clean up a brush, and so we both trimmed. And there was a whole bunch of cracks like that. I was trying to roll into.
We were just trying to get all
get.
The white, all the tiny
good.
Little white
it looks
spots.
Good. Just
yeah. It looks
taking
perfect
a picture
now.
For you. It looks, yeah, it looks real good. And he came out and saw it, and he liked it. And then we only worked for like an hour and a half. And we were like done. We're like, yeah, let's just go.
Yeah. We didn't want to start on that wall without being able to finish it. This side wall on the right.
So we didn't want to start up anything new that we that would, they would obviously tell that we just started. So like, yeah, we'll just go at an hour and a half. But yeah, no, it was good. It was good. It was very fun. But
yeah. Anything you want to talk in there, or should we just wrap it up now?
Okay. Not quite.
What?
Not. Did you didn't say we're gonna wrap it up now?
Do you want to wrap it up now, or do you
no,
want to
no,
keep
I'm
going?
I'm gonna ask some Adam View questions.
Oh my god.
Wait. Why?
Because I have good questions. Dude, I wrote down these questions. I was rehearsing my head how I'm gonna ask it.
Literally, I'm gonna go down my list, so it doesn't
like
matter
just
who
ate
goes
that
first.
Mic.
Doesn't matter who goes first. This isn't targeted towards anybody.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Who wants to go first?
Me. Actually,
I forgot
don't,
to put one.
I don't know. What?
Oh, wait. Hold up. Time out.
Balloon knot.
Talk for a second. I need her to do something.
Who
Nathan.
Is that?
Who? Which one?
Oh, never mind. You didn't see him.
I looked at the picture, but...
The guy that was in the front.
Giant beard. Oh, the white, the gray hoodie one?
Oh.
Let me,
my
I'll
gosh.
See if this
was
pops
he,
up
was
again.
Was he big and...
Oh. My gosh.
Fats.
Oh.
Barbecue.
My gosh. You will never believe what I just saw.
I bet we would if you told us.
Oh. My gosh. Oh.
Okay.
Touch.
My gosh.
Okay, we get it. There's
I
my
found...
there's my dad's easy shirt.
Oh, that looks nice.
Ah, yeah.
Oh.
Adam.
Now I have to find
good
out the...
God, stop.
I found the car.
Hey, it's me and Stevie.
Oh.
Dude.
Okay, this is
oh
basically
oh, my
it.
God, you found the car?
Yeah.
Wait, let me see.
This is crazy, guys.
No way. I want to see first.
I'm going to show the guest first, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait, what kind is it?
It's a Trident EV.
A Trident EV?
So it is like a bubble car, but the whole... That's my mom. The whole...
That's crazy.
Okay, that's
dope. Can it swim?
Yo, can
it... If it can't swim, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. All right,
guys, officially, we're not getting those bikes. We're getting us some Tridents.
We're getting this... We trick them out, dude. They're all tuned. We got cambered wheels. Bright and
soup that
purple.
Bad boy up.
Yeah.
Put a turbo in it. Some intake.
Oh my gosh. Here's one driving one, dude.
I don't know if I... Oh my gosh. It looks so cool. It looks like the Jetsons, bro.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. That's
exactly what I was about to say.
It looks like you
Does
know,
it fold up into a briefcase?
It better.
If it doesn't, I don't want it.
If it doesn't,
I don't want it. So, what about Adam View?
Okay, sorry. My aunt texted me around when I was about to read off the first question.
Oh,
okay.
Is that what the podcast used to look like? Oh, I guess it's the same.
Okay.
I thought there was a bump on there on where the TV used to be.
There is another one supposed to be right there.
So, who's going first?
I saw that one.
Who's going first?
That me, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, Cameron Honry. What is the worst city to live in your opinion?
What?
What would be the worst city to live in? The worst city.
Worst city?
City. Like a main city. Like, don't be all like Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
I would love to live in Jackson Hole.
I know, but I'm saying, don't say like a small town. Like, I want to live in Iona.
Boise.
Boise would actually work as one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just don't care about Boise.
So that'd be the
New York City.
So that'd be
real loud.
I'd have to agree with you on that.
Yeah,
one.
I don't.
Yeah, same.
It's just so
anger,
crowded,
bro.
There.
It's also anger. It's just dirty,
it's
bro.
It's crowded and
I'm
it's
walking
very,
in.
It's
you know?
Very dirty. Yeah.
No, you know it's a clean city I really want to go to? Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Tokyo is a super busy city, but I hear it's so clean.
I want to go to Tokyo.
Might not be the best idea.
So bad. Hey, you're back, Navy boy. You little sailor. What are you doing?
Those sailors are
trying to get a boot camp or what?
No, I just swore into the Navy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to boot camp in January.
January?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I don't miss out on Christmas.
Man.
Home.
Houdini.
What is that?
It's Houdini.
It's lube.
Yeah, it's lubricant.
I don't suggest using it.
Don't
it smells like oranges, though.
It smells like oranges, and if you use it there, it'll probably burn your balls.
It will. You'll probably not have any testicles after.
Yeah.
There'll be bumps all over the place after.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
oh,
know
crap.
From experience, but I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it? Sunscreen? Cameron wouldn't know. But yeah, so,
Did you see that too? Every time it comes up, we always just start laughing.
Yo, Nathan, what'll be the best vacation spot with the homies?
Best vacation spot
Hawaii.
With the homies.
Hawaii.
So let's say all expense paid.
Can I answer this one too?
You can bring up to 3 homies. You don't pick 2 homies at the bring. Of course, bring me and Cameron. But besides us, you can bring someone else if you want. I mean, we're enough.
Probably Matt.
Us 2 and Matt.
Because I feel like. Even with expenses paid, he'd still be, like, the mature one out of Matt and... Yeah, out of all of my other friends that I know.
Yeah, I get that. But,
Can I answer this question, too?
Yeah. You answer
sure,
the
ahead.
Question, too.
So, I really want
Whoa,
to
keep,
go...
Okay, you keep being loud, by the way. I don't know if it's...
So do you.
Yeah,
do?
You keep...
Okay, I don't hear myself.
So, I'm getting so many people talking about the podcast right now. It's weird.
What
I have 3 messages right now about the podcast.
How do you know it's about the podcast?
Because I opening them there and they're going, yo, podcast?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I put on my story.
No.
So, yeah, well, actually, hold on.
I know. I'm like slacking. Oh, I'll post on my story too. Yo. But yo, no. Cameron, answer your question.
So, I really want to take you boys to Oceanside, California. It's my favorite place to go on the
planet. My cousin lives next to there.
I love Oceanside so much.
Oceanside? Bro, have you been to Seaside? Like, it's not even a joke. Like, there's actually a place called Seaside. It's amazing. Have you been there?
Is it in Oregon?
I think it's like right next to Washington, but it's in Oregon.
So that sounds very familiar, Seaside.
Seaside, Washington.
Nice. It's Washington?
Washington?
Sounds like it. Seaside, Oregon just doesn't sound
that
the
sounds
same.
That sounds better to me than Washington.
Seaside, Oregon?
Seaside, actually, it might be Washington.
Seaside, Washington.
I feel like I've seen Seaside, WA, but OR also. Gosh dang it, this is hard.
Okay, wait. So you want to go to, where's Oceanside at? Sounds familiar.
It's California. It's, we usually go there. And
it is Oregon, by the way.
It's a drive. It's a little bit of a drive from Anaheim, where Disneyland is. So we go there every once in a while.
Oh my gosh. Oceans? Dude, so my family's trying to pick a vacation spot to go to. And we're thinking of either going to a new place or kind of going back to Lincoln City, which is how I got
her. Tell her Oceanside.
And when I was coming up with ideas, Oceanside was one of the two ideas. I think it was because they came up with two ideas, of places I want to go. And Oceanside was one of them. I thought it looked real cool.
I love Oceanside.
But yeah, okay, whose question? Oh, it's Cameron's question.
Okay.
Okay, Cameron. If you could have a full-on suit, not a suit, but I'm talking about shoes, socks, on
what?
The red.
Wait, what?
Let me finish.
I don't know what you're saying. You have to restart.
Okay. Imagine if you got brand new shoes, socks, underwear, pants, shirt, jacket, hat, hoodie.
Whole new fit.
Okay.
Who's the rapper / artist that you'd want at all? Even if they don't have merch like it. For instance, I don't think I've seen Eminem pants.
Either Tech / Strange Music or Hobson.
Hobson. Oh, Hobson is a dope.
Hobson has some stay up stuff. For,
I don't think it's Hobson. I think it's just the Underground Prodigy stuff.
It is, but that's Hobson. His own thing.
Yeah. But I'm saying because, imagine how dope it would be. Okay, funny thing is, I love Wu-Tang Clan, don't get me wrong, but they're not, top of my list, you know? But I think Wu-Tang Clan merch looks so dope.
Oh, yeah. I feel
like that would be the look as dope. But for me personally, I look at,
I like the colors, too.
Logic, I've seen, his fit. And, bro, you seen, Eminem has his own shoes and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Those would be dope, dude. But his shoes cost, $800, bro. Okay, Nathan, ready for your question?
Yeah.
What would be, for you personally, see, Cameron, you could have answered this question, but no, sir.
What are you doing?
Nathan, you ready for this?
He winks at the end.
Okay, Nathan, for yourself, for Nathan Phillips, what would be the worst rapper name you could give to yourself?
Blue Balls.
Oh my god.
Dude,
you just came up with.
That was pretty good.
Wait, where'd you get that idea for?
I thought you were going to say, what's the worst color I could wear? And I was going to say blue. And then you were like, what's the worst rapper name? And
you
I was
just added Blue Balls.
Okay, so that's your new rapper name. Sorry, man.
I like it.
Yo, honestly, I feel like that could get traction.
Was good. Blue Balls up in the house.
Yeah, like Little Dicky.
You're about to do the bass drop and just stop and just blue ball everybody, dude. You come out with a new single, with Eminem?
No, I'm just gonna, the song's gonna...
Hey, guys, how's it going? Just total trash, but, it's still good and stuff.
And then I have more. I have more beat or bass drops, and they're hey, guys, how you doing? You guys thought I was gonna give you another bass drop.
I woke up in the... Imagine, dude.
Well, Little Dicky got traction, so Blue Balls should get traction too.
Yeah. I would think so.
With a Z.
Blue Balls.
With a Z.
And just BLU.
AKA BB Blue Balls.
BLU.
BALLZ.
Oh.
Why?
Yeah, blue.
Blue Ballsy.
Blue Ballsy. Blue Ballsy.
Got you, bro. I, for some reason, I can't figure my own out.
So BALL and then. Space Z or pop, I mean like a little dash Z, so Balls Z.
Your rapper name should be Balls
Gingy.
Z. You know how Gingy, I feel about dude. You know Gingy. How I feel about that. You know how I feel about
I didn't say the whole
you guys
word.
Step off. Step off me, bro.
Yo, what's good? MC Gingivitis up in the house.
Why would that ever
It's the Ginger Dead Man up in the house about to bake and kill ya.
This that's actually podcast a movie called is...
Ginger Dead. You just hate it because it's on targeting you.
No.
Okay, Cameron, no. For your question?
No.
This also has to do with a rapper name. Okay, so if you had to create your own rapper name, what would be the funniest rapper name?
Dude.
Gingivitis.
Blue Waffles.
Blue Waffle?
Yo, we got Blue Balls, Blue Waffles.
Red Balls.
No Balls.
Blaze.
Blaze Balls?
No, that
Blaze
should be you.
Pizza.
Blazing Balls.
Blaze. Blazing Balls.
That should be his rapper name, Blaze.
Well, if like you're it. Blue Balls.
I actually like it.
What?
I like that too.
Blazing.
Blaze.
Just Blaze.
Just Blaze.
That's already a rapper, but...
Is it?
I'm sure Slythe is, too.
Okay, I looked it up, and it's, like, a, some, like... I'm gonna play some of his music, actually. Let's look up...
No, dude, we don't want to get copy-striked
Blue
again.
Just do it after.
Balls with a Z.
We don't want to get copyrighted. Ridded. Ridded.
Probably a name of a song.
Blue Balls is a playlist.
Okay. Okay, so...
The top playlist is Blue Balls with an S, has 0 monthly listeners, so you're good, bro.
You'll get more than that.
Now let's
bro.
Look up Blue Waffle.
I'm just kidding.
No, don't look Blue Waffle up.
Oh, yeah, Blaze.
Don't look up Blue Waffle.
No, I'm looking up on Spotify, you idiot.
Don't.
Okay, the number one that's just Blaze has 80,000 listeners.
Yeah?
Yeah. But now let's look up Blue Waffle. Blue Waffle. Because I didn't ask you what you want yours to be. I asked.
Shady Slim.
Shady Slim.
Shalom Shady.
Okay, there's an artist called the Blue Waffle Antidote.
Slimmy Dimmy.
What? Don't play it!
It's just a beat, actually.
Oh, okay. So we just did a...
So you still get Blue Waffle isn't
taken. I don't want Blue Waffle!
It's too late, bro.
Look up Blaze.
I already did. That's 80,000. 80,000. Let's look up Slythe.
Artist. Has 2 million monthly listeners. We're like,
oh, guys, I can't do Slythe. That has 2 monthly listeners. That's 2 whole people.
His mom and his dad.
He's like, hey. Wait, that's me.
It's like, crap, that's me and my mama. The mom's like, it wasn't me. So it's a random stranger. The dad's like, it was your second account. So he's like, frick.
You're like, wait, I just got a new monthly subscriber. Your brother walks in, hey, Adam, do you make music now? You're like,
dang it. He's like, it's trash, bro.
Okay. I'm unsubscribing.
Okay. Dude, this actually worked perfectly because I put it in a list. Okay, back to rapper name. It's a question for Nathan. Ready? Okay. For Cameron, you can be nice, mean, whatever you want.
Don't be mean.
What's
be cool.
Cameron's
be cool, bro. Be cool.
Temporary rapper name
be cool.
For the next week?
Be cool.
Or for this podcast, just say.
Be cool.
Like the one we have to call him by?
No.
We have to call him
dude,
back.
I swear to God, if you...
Like MC Slytherin.
I like that. That sounds
MC
used.
MC Gryffindor.
No.
Hmm.
Wait, what was the one you just... Somebody
Dingusberry 5000.
EDP 445. That's already used.
EDP 445.
He's not a rapper, though.
The Lunchtime Rapper.
No.
Brunch. Your name would be Brunch.
Ghost-faced liver.
Captain Crunch.
Speaking of Wu-Tang...
Dude, that's your new name.
What was it?
Bapton Bunch. No, Lapton Lunch.
Crapton Bunch.
Crapton Lunch.
Crapton Crunt.
Lunch time, cap. But time spelled T-Y-M-E.
It's no cap.
Dude, what if your name was just time?
Be T-Y-M-E. Real. No,
I want your rapper name to be all cap.
All cap? Like the word all?
Dent.
The word cap?
Dent.
All
call
cap.
Me Dent.
Yeah.
Dent. Yo, what's good? That boy Dent in the
house. I want to call him the green.
Wait, Dent or Dent?
Call me Feel. Feel. I like Feel. It's like touch, but feel.
Too late. I like the
smell.
Dent.
Stink. Call me Stink.
I want to know, Adam, Stank? I want to ask you a question real quick.
Stinger.
Out of
Stinger.
Every character
Stinger.
In the movie Shrek, what would me and Cameron be?
Okay.
You're Shrek, dog. I'm Donkey.
Dude, okay.
Or you're Fiona.
Mm.
Or that dragon.
Okay, time out. I'm thinking Cameron could be
okay.
The gingerbread guy.
Dude, I knew. Okay, I had a feeling, but I didn't want to believe
that's
it.
That's the only reason.
Dude,
reason
my man's King Farquaad over here. Cameron's King Farquaad. No, because he's short. But Nathan is,
You said that so subtly.
I like waffles.
I like waffles. In the morning, I'm making waffles.
Oh, I know what Cameron is. You know when the donkey and the baby have children? You're like one of the childs of donkey and the... dragon.
I was thinking more of like Rumpelstiltskin.
No, actually I know Cameron's. I'm not even joking. Cameron is Pinocchio. Not Pinocchio. What's it called? Is it Pinocchio?
Pinocchio.
Yeah, it's what? Pinocchio.
Who?
On Shrek? I don't know.
On
actually.
Shrek. The wooden dude. Like, lies.
I feel like it'd be Pinocchio because
right?
It's all
yeah.
Fables and junk.
So Cameron's Pinocchio. My boy Nathan. Gotta get the right one.
Huh.
I feel like we could be the three blind mice.
Yeah.
That's our trio name.
Yeah,
that's
oh
our rapper
except
name.
Except we're not blind or mice.
We're blind to
the
outside world.
The three
world.
Blind mics.
Nope. Don't like that one either. Actually, I don't like that one more.
You know what? You know what? So what's Cameron's rapper name? You get a pick for please, the rest of the podcast? No?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis? Dude, okay, on. That's it. Too late.
No, it's not.
It's a gum disease.
Okay, you have 5 seconds. Ready? 5. You want to call him Cum?
4, 3.
Blaze. We'll call him Blaze.
What's up, Blaze?
You're wearing my merch, boy. Just kidding. That's
Blaze.
Wait,
is it Blaze or Blazed?
Blaze.
Or Blazed.
Blazed.
Or Blazed.
What about Phrased? Nope.
Yeah, that's your name. Phrased. You picked
nope,
it.
No,
what about
you
Phrased?
You said he's picking, bro. Nope. Keep it Blaze or Blaze. I like it.
Okay, what's Nathan's?
I like Blaze.
Final question. What's Nathan's?
I already have one.
Yeah, you have one, but Cameron gets to pick it for today.
I actually have two.
Slop.
Sloppy Joe.
Slop.
Sloppy Phil.
Slop.
Schlop. Oh, Schlop. Sloppy Joe.
Schlop. S-C-H-L-O-P.
Schlop.
Yeah.
Okay, yo, it's your boy Gingivitis and Schlop.
No, it was Blaze, boy.
He's Gingivitis now.
No, Gingivitis. What?
Okay,
because I gave you that awesome name, bro? Come on.
Just
no,
because
that's
unfair. You can't change. Come on, you can't change my name, right? You can't change my name.
Okay, you can't be Blazo because that one's actually taken with 80,000 listeners.
Who cares?
Bro, you realize that Jerry Robinson has like less than that, right? 80,000? You realize that Joey Cool has less than that, you know? Okay, so. Fine, you're
call me Jimmy
okay,
Dumb.
Okay, because you won't take Gingivitis, your new rapper name is Peach Fuzz. What's mine?
It's not Peach Fuzz, dog.
Nope, too late. What's mine?
I don't know. I want to do something so mean, but I won't.
What?
Fat Albert.
The big
Yo,
dumb
it's your
idiot.
Boy, it's big dumb idiot. That's right. It's a DMI up in that joint.
Dirty old bag of balls.
Dirty old bag of Funyuns. Back in the house.
Fun. Funyun. Funyun.
Funyun.
Funyun.
Fun the Hun.
Just Funyun, dude.
Let's end this podcast, boys.
All right, boys.
This is your boy. Say your name, Nathan. Say your name. Is
Nathan.
And your other boy. Say your name, Cameron.
Cameron.
And your final name.
Adam Sidwell.
Adam Sidwell. Yeah. You know, saying pieces.
All right.
We out.
LTP episode 9.